the book titled The Fortunate Son. It's one that I would recommend to you. The Fortunate Son is written by Lewis Pullard Jr., and it tells his story of being a Vietnam vet who overcame great physical and psychological trauma. It's a miracle story. It's a miracle that he is alive. Just 2 months after he started active duty, he stepped on a landmine and lost both legs, parts of his torso, parts of his hands, and those were just his major injuries. He had lots of smaller ones. After a life and death struggle in a makeshift intensive care unit, he was transported back to the States to a naval hospital in Philadelphia. And there he met a head nurse by the name of Commander Zatarain. On his first night there, and he writes, "When she realized that I was still too absorbed with my own misery to want to engage her in conversation, she respected my mood and did not attempt to draw me out. Instead, she fetched a bottle of Lysol and scrubbed my bed, an action that she could have ordered one of the others on her staff to perform. I was so impressed and so shocked by that simple gesture of humility that when she next took my hands in hers, I made no effort to protest." This commander went on to care for the injured soldier's wounded hands with great tenderness, gentleness. He loved her, and so did all the other seriously, critically wounded patients that came into her unit. As I read this, I'm thinking that the head nurse's humble service echoes Jesus' humble service on his last evening with his disciples before his death. Can you only imagine it? During that supper, that Passover meal, Jesus got up from the table. He took off his outer robe, tied a towel around himself, poured water into a basin, and began to wash his disciples' feet, wiping them with that towel. Jesus did, for his disciples, one of the dirtiest, most menial chores in the house, a chore that he could have ordered the lowest-ranking servant to perform. And then he did the dirty work of the cross to cleanse and to heal their souls. Is not Jesus tonight our beloved nurse? I'm sure many of you have heard over the years it said that the church is a hospital. The church is a hospital for sinners. And there's no question that sin causes catastrophic wounds. It's maimed the people of God. It's mangled our ability to reach out with hearts and hands to God and to one another. As our head nurse walks through the units of his hospital, it just must break his heart to see damaged, tormented souls doing unto others the same kind of sin and injury that had been done to themselves. Christ surely must weep. Christ surely must weep to see what has happened to his people. Sickness, all kinds of suffering, war, tears found everywhere. Some of Christ's patients have been hurt so badly and so often that they can't even imagine straightening up and leaping for any kind of joy with life. How their bones must ache from long-standing injuries, as well as from fresh wounds. Christ's hospital is full of people needing healing of all kinds. But our beloved nurse does more than give us prescriptions for coping or changing. Christ does more than offer an encouraging word here or wipes away tears, although he certainly does all of those things. Jesus Christ has done what no earthly nurse can do. Jesus has taken all our wounds upon himself. To save us, Jesus let himself be stricken with our suffering. Jesus let himself be stricken with the disease that is fatal to us, sin. He was despised, rejected, humiliated. On the cross, Christ was maimed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It was a bloody, messy business. Jesus suffered the full effects of sin, and he died. The result? By the power of God, Christ himself has become the medicine that makes us whole. His body and blood disinfects us from sin. His broken heart and broken life heals ours. All over Christ's hospital, people who accept the medicine of salvation are being healed. They're opening their eyes to the presence of God in their lives. They're opening their ears to God's gracious words of love and forgiveness and purpose. Bent over people are standing up and learning to leap for joy because there is no sin and no suffering and not even death powerful enough to stop God from granting new life. All over Christ's hospital, people are taking to heart his command to love as he loves and to serve as he serves. They're learning to love each other more deeply. Their hearts are growing bigger. Christ's disciples are learning to serve as nurses following the example of our beloved head nurse, Jesus Christ. Just as Commander Zatarain humbled herself to do the dirty work of healing for Lewis Puller Jr., Jesus has humbled himself to do the dirty work of healing us. Jesus takes our wounded hearts and hands ever so tenderly and gently into his own hands, and Jesus says to us, "If you want to be healed, let me give you the medicine of life, the medicine that only I can give. Oh, come, come now to my table." Amen.